Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Speaking of scary, I think, Jazz, you wanted to talk about, absolutely want to talk about this mass murder in Vegas.
No, I wanted to connect the topic, though. Because I'm thinking, like he was saying, in terms of all the variables, we would think after fake news is such a topic, this and that, you know, Facebook, Google will get a handle on it. The shooting happens in Vegas, and of course, fake news is at the top. And then once everything gets cleared up, everyone's asking the same question: why? You know, this is where people get their information. How can fake news so easily just get put at the top? Like, if something happens, basically you can just say, you know, Steve down the street did it, and it's probably gonna be at the top.
Or
for about
four
a couple
Muslims
hours.
Were seen running from the area, and then that goes straight to the top.
Exactly,
and that's who they're looking for.
Yeah. So, you know, that's for me. You know, just when you think about how things could or would impact someone, and at the same time when something crazy happens like the Vegas shooting, you say, well, you know, maybe it did make a difference, because when things aren't checked as much, obviously the algorithms aren't that good, because just nonsense can just go to the top. So I definitely think information, you know, this is I forget who said it, but like the information war, That's definitely being waged right now. And unfortunately, I think whether it's trolls or strategic nation state, right now they're winning against a lazy, you know, citizen who doesn't want to take the time to fact check against a couple
Absolutely.
Other sources.
And that's scary, because those with the knowledge has to fight harder to prove that I'm not making anything up, and I'm not taking things at face value. I'm actually doing the research. And as I do the research, you're telling me I don't know what I'm talking about, but you only heard a snippet from Fox News and took it as law without any fact-finding outside of what you just heard. But I'm being questioned. So it makes it more difficult. And you said it earlier, too.
Yeah.
It keeps you angry for so long based on what you see, based on what you hear, based on what you're around. And you're just angry, because why is this still going on? Why isn't somebody saying this is the last straw? The thing that he just did should get him out of office. This is the last straw. Are you kidding me? I thought these emails that this guy said he met with the Russians said, yep, that's a smoking gun. Mm-hmm. No, that's not it either. Comey.
Oh, Mueller.
Who, I mean, not Comey. Mueller. The guy who's doing the investigation was Trump's, you know, his leader who's getting him elected.
Oh,
and everything.
Manafort.
He's getting ready to be prosecuted for bankruptcy fraud and some other things. But there's people telling on him now.
Well, this is reverse OJ. This is like where white people back in the day were like, the knife and testify. You know, I was like, no, you know, he's innocent. He's not guilty. And the RN were like, clearly he's gonna go to jail, right? Well, if the hotel does not fit, you know what I'm saying? It's just So maybe it's the whole. It's not even about kind of how that case was just became like a, he's a black or white. He's a rich guy, so he's not going to jail. So maybe this is just about, you know, right? He's not going to be prosecuted because we just don't want to. Like Mike, remember the end of John Wick, John Wick 2,
and spoiler alert.
He's like,
spoiler alert. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
but
my God.
Go ahead.
you haven't seen John Wick. Oh, my God.
Look, this
go ahead. Go ahead.
But But Mike, remember when Winston Keanu was like, "Why am I still alive?" You know how I do the voice. Why am I still alive? And Winston was like,
"And you have 2 minutes
because I deem it so." You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like it's like a topsy-turvy John Wick situation of, why is he not in jail? Somebody's like, eh.
Yeah, why is he not in jail? Because I deem it to be so.
Like, let me make a couple of billion, and then I'll donate to the opposite, you know, campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
So, but Mueller, he's doing his job. I hope so. He's doing his job.
But I hope. But I hope he's
not. But here's the problem. I think he'll get everything, but I still have no confidence that anything.
But I'm saying, will it lead to a prosecution? Will it lead to anything happening?
I don't know.
I do not know.
We'll see.
I have no confidence. I do not know.
Oh, here's a good question.
I'll just leave it to, I do not know.
Is Facebook can a court prove criminal negligence on Facebook, Google, and anyone else who's an information who panders information? Are they criminally negligent at this point?
They're not a news industry that can be cited on giving out.
Don't they have? At what point is okay? It's like fire. At what point can someone metaphorically yell fire, fire, in a crowded theater?
Yeah, that's the free speech rule that.
Yeah, I think what you're aiming more at. So let's talk about where the fire came from. That's really what Mueller's looking at. I mean, he's trying to get evidence where, okay, he's got the hacking down. He knows WikiLeaks was involved. He knows the Russian hackers were involved, and he knows who was involved and where the money was moving to. And then he also knows, okay, all right, now let's bring social media involved. And now you have evidence with actual people, you know, the public that's being swayed by propaganda, whether ads, whether bots, whether hackers, whether fake accounts that are actually pushing momentum towards Trump, towards Republicans. If he can use that in a court of law, that's easy. That's he needs that support. He needs that that evidence that kind of pushes his whatever he's pushing, whatever he's finding. I'm sure he has a lot more crazy stuff that about like the dossier. Maybe he has more evidence of that. I don't know, but I think that's all it is evidence to say, yes, this is the hacking was doing this. And I think there's more involved in that. So yeah, I don't think it's directly involved, but I think it's more about where that momentum is coming from and where, you know, and who's doing it and who was persuaded. So, you know.
So I think that's coming together nicely, but again, will it be enough? I mean, it's just
that I don't know.
So yeah. I think he wouldn't be wasting his time unless it's legally prudent. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's not just saying, hey, I got all of this. What y'all want me to do with it? I think he's gathering it to say, this is prosecutable. Okay, I got all of this. This is prosecutable. I got this, but it's too vague, so I'm going to dig in a little more.
Right.
So he's getting people, and they're admitting to a lot of shit. But they got that and say, but that doesn't prosecute them, so I need to get something to collaborate with that. And then say, now this is what gets you. Not the fact that you met with the Russians and the Russians said they got stuff on Hillary just to get you to win. But what is the point of you saying, I'll take it and spy on our government? What is that point? Then that can be treason. And I think he's trying to get it clear cut so it won't be like thrown out. But then the biggest thing is, that's what Trump wanted to ask. Can he pardon himself, or who can and who he can't pardon? So he's already prepared to say, well, I got my family taken care of, so it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Sickness. Just sickness.
All of it.
Segue into sickness. Mass murder by a millionaire in Vegas.
I didn't see the millionaire aspect.
No, I didn't either.
I didn't really see that coming.
So
I was surprised.
And again,
Trevor Noah. Right?
He said the fact that the guy is a white rich man, they don't know how to react to that. whereby if it was a black person, a person of color, a person of a Muslim descent, they would say, we need to gather together and keep these people out of our country. We need to figure out how to keep these criminals off our streets from doing all of this. But they had nothing to say. There's nothing good to say about him. And it's kind of like they Who's needed they? To say something good because he was a rich white man.
You're talking about Trump, right? Or are you talking about all Republicans?
No, I'm talking about the murderer. The mass murderer. Mm-hmm. They were actually trying to make, this was Fox. They was trying to find excuses to say there has to be something wrong. Not the fact that he's just a mass murderer for some odd reason other than an angry white man. And they never want to go to the angry white man rule now, because that's what we have in this nation. What's coming out is the angry white man.
Mm-hmm. And that goes against our narrative.
Yep. Exactly. So now you have to change it and say, now we got to look at all these unemployed white people who are going to these neo-Nazis or these other places, gathering their guns together. And I even looked out on the news where on drugs. Yeah, exactly. But that mechanism that he used for his rifle to make it an automatic, they're being sold
out. Stock?
Yeah, stock. That's being sold out right now. They're buying.
Are you serious? Yeah.
They're buying it because they know Congress is going to ban it.
Yeah. Or they think that. Yeah.
Or they think that. Yeah. They think that.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. So again, we're talking about government politics.
Right.
Let's just say hypothetically, the citizens want to be armed to prevent government tyranny. We want to prevent a V for Vendetta type situation, right? But like, what if I want to prevent V for Vendetta in real life? What arsenal do I need to have at home that I didn't need to have yesterday that I need to have
a
today?
Tank?
A bazooka?
But yeah, more than that. I mean, going after the government.
So like, them buying the stocks, like, for who? Yeah. For what? Like, I don't know, other than I feel, the gun market is up, unfortunately.
Right.
So the perception is the government is going to take over. The government will take away your rights. The government will come into your home and tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. So a well-armed militia, blah, 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 blah.
Well, it's a little.
That's what they hear.
Yeah.
And that's what they tell each other in their groups, on the radio, on the podcast, all of that. That's what's being put out.
Right. And I mean, you can, what was I going to say? So it was a little different when Obama was the president. So whenever there was a massacre or some kind of gun violence, then the gun debate started, which it kind of is now, but not as much because Trump isn't saying anything about guns. But Obama was vocal about that and how every time it happened, and he would say how he's not surprised and he's sickened by it and how we need to do something. Congress needs to do something about this and stop this from happening to the point that he started by talking about using the word guns. And then eventually he stopped using the word guns and said something just needs to be happening. And then that's where, like you were saying, Mike, how all of a sudden everyone's buying up these guns because the black man is saying that he wants to take your guns. And all of a sudden, all these guns are being taken away, and then you got probably these millionaires that are own these guns that are making all this money, and then all of a sudden, NRA is actually realizing, wait a minute, so this is like a trickle down effect where, okay, well, let's not say anything, when you have these massacres, when you have these gun things, because, I don't even know where to go from there, because then you have the politicians not saying anything either, at least on the Republican side,
because they're getting money,
right? Behind the under the table, who knows how
the
many
lobbyists,
the lobbyists,
So it's there, and they said even though the NRA isn't as big as what people think it is, but they make so much noise that they seem bigger than what they really are.
Yeah,
But the point is, they can always point at, hey, that's the First Amendment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or Second Amendment, I'm sorry.
Right.
It's right there saying, I can have a gun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they didn't say you can get a fucking tank and a missile launcher and automatic weapons. It didn't say that.
Right.
Trying to be Grand Theft Auto in real life.
I need to be prepared in case somebody tries to steal my car.
Right.
You know, that's just fucking crazy. But this guy, which is, it's confusing all of them because he's white.
Mm-hmm.
It's not white.
No, and wealthy.
It's not that he did it. Now it's like, I don't understand. So he might have had a tumor. A black person can't have a tumor. A Muslim person couldn't be sick. We can't, a Mexican or a Hispanic can have none of these things. But a white male has to have something wrong.
Yep.
And they will find any excuse for him. And they trying to find it. But they can't. Other than this was a gambling rich guy who made millions of dollars. And he planned this out. It was so freaking sickening.
Yeah.
This dude had cameras in the hallway.
The race aspect, the wealth aspect, and the fact that it was a country crowd.
Yeah.
Country music crowd. So, which, of course, you know, the demographics of country music patrons.
So that was very, very odd. And they're trying to say, why? You know what? Y'all do that.
Yeah.
The serial killers are mostly white males over the age of, between the ages of 20 and 100. That's just what they are. But it was so planned out. This was, and no one would have saw it coming because no one looks at the shoplifter in the department store if there's black people in there.
Yeah.
That's the same scenario. You will never look at a white man who had 13 suitcases full of ammo and guns and weapons. No one would say, damn, you got a lot of luggage. What's in this luggage? Let's check it out.
Well, hold on. Let's take a step back because the background with not just him but his family, his father was on the FBI's most wanted list.
Yeah.
And –
he
was listed as a psychotic.
psychopath. Yeah.
That was crazy how they put that out so immediately. Like, I almost felt like he was
because they're trying to justify his behavior. It's about his behavior that has to be justified. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So sooner or later, they're going to say, well, probably, you know, it's hereditary.
Yeah. But you would think a red flag. Evil. You would think a red flag may come up when he's buying these rifles, which I think
it's illegal.
Well, right. But he was doing it over a span of, if I remember right, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. He was doing it for like over a year. Mm-hmm. He was just collecting guns one by one, to the point that boom, he just planned this all out methodically. This was all planned out. I mean, you kind of have to. You would think a red flag would say, "Wait a minute, this guy's just got this. He got that." Like something to be like, something should say, "Bing, okay, father was FBI. Somebody needs to go over. We should be hearing right now. Well, we had somebody from the FBI that went over and talked to him, and you know, or something like that. I mean,
rich, white male.
Yeah.
Why? There's no reason to investigate him." Because the people who would investigate him would be white males. Mm. Their eyes is always on anybody of color who's buying weapons. Oh, they must be helping the drug war. Mm-hmm. Must be debating or going to go to a rally to cause any disturbance. Mm. But a white male would not.
Yeah.
There's no flags for that. Because the people who's putting the flags up are white males. So the scary part of it is the fact that they still trying to make excuses when it happens again, they still not going to be prepared for it.
Yeah.
But we're in an age of the angry white male that it's not going to stop.
Yeah.
And to you, what you were saying, E, especially with these drugs that they're on and losing their jobs, mm-hmm. and they looking around the corner and all they see is all of these foreigners over here taking the tech jobs,
making the money.
And they didn't get a diploma, and they was like, they're not as smart as I am. They damn right they are, but you're too stupid to realize that you needed to stay in school, you fucking idiot. But it gets them angry. And the more you say something's wrong with Trump, the more they're angry at you for saying there's something wrong with him, because they look up to a person.
I flew back. On the flight, there was a guy, I don't know how old he was, but he was wearing a Make America Great Again hat. And
wow,
there was a couple
from where?
People. Say again.
Where were you at when you flying back from? Where?
LaGuardia to Atlanta.
Oh, okay, to New York. Okay.
So leaving New York, going to Atlanta, and again, white flying back to the South. So I'm like, okay. A part of me was like, just knock the shit off his head, like, you motherfucker, But another part of me was like, well, of course, if I do that, then I'm just the dangerous Negro, which is why, the all riled up in the first place. So I didn't do anything, just got on the plane, and that was that. But it was just like, to wear the hat in public was just like a, okay, it's a statement, obviously, but for obviously not the same as a Nazi flag in the symbol, but it's definitely a symbol of you probably aren't for, rights of everybody. You've probably, and they got on they got on my zone one. This was Delta, so they weren't in like the back coach class, what I'm saying? Because I don't think they're oppressed, they're probably on the other side of like, they want tax cuts. It was like a family, whatever. So it was just, to me, when I think of the Trump voter, I do think of like, like you said in Alabama, like these people are probably crazy, and I gotta watch my surroundings because I don't.
Yeah. You just have to be careful.
Yeah.
And, being fearful of people who may snap because they're not getting what they want. Because the bottom line is they're not getting the privilege that they're used to. They're not getting the respect that they think they're entitled to. And it's because of people like you who's taking it away from me. Why are you sitting up here in these seats that I pay good money for? What are you doing up here? This is what's wrong with America. You Negroes that's in the wrong seat. But did y'all see, it was on Facebook, and they said it was on YouTube too, but the guy that was, I think it was in Chicago, that with the Nazi swastika armband, and he was harassing black people, and then a black dude walked up to him, and he was still yelling, and he knocked his ass out.
No.
But they hit his face, so no one know who he is. But he knocked his Nazi ass out on the floor, and it just went viral because he was disrespecting people. And they was like, everybody should have free speech. I got you, but his free speech shouldn't be impeding on insult and intimidation. Mm-hmm. Your ass can get knocked out for that, which that's what happened. But again, that's inciting people. And he's one level up from saying, you know what? My life isn't worth it right now, so I'm going to take out some of y'all.
Right.
So that's how I kind of look at it. But so this is an ending with the millionaire guy, because there's something more. He sent his girlfriend, who was Filipino. So that's something too now.
Right.
He sent his girlfriend to the Philippines, so she wouldn't be involved. 100K. Here's some money that you can go hang out with your family in the Philippines while I go set up my shooting spree. And as soon as I see the cops come near me, they're not going to get any answers from me. I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Did they catch her?
But they said he had another room prior to that. to just like test it out. Did you any of you hear that?
No, I didn't.
We had another hotel from another hotel that was facing the same area, so he can kind of do a dry run of what he would wanted to do.
That's scary
as fuck.
Yeah, it was an Airbnb, right? I think so.
I didn't. Yeah. You know, it's hard for me to continue to look at it because it's very hurtful. It's sad. It's disgusting. And I don't care if they were Republicans. I don't care if they were country people. That was unnecessary lives that were taking. And it was the brutalness of it was they didn't know where it was coming from. This guy was shooting for over an hour. Can you imagine being in an open area? And when you get up to try to run away, the shooting starts again.
Is that what happened?
No. It was only 10 minutes. Yeah, because the police chief just had he was just talking about it. He was shooting for 10 minutes straight, and then he shot himself because the SWAT team got up to the 32nd floor, found out where it was coming from, and then he shot himself and stopped shooting. So I think they didn't get to him until probably an hour later, but the shooting itself was about 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, because the initial ones, they were saying it was over an hour because he was in two rooms. You know, he went from one room to another, and they said the only reason why they found out where he was because some of the fire alarms was going off because of the amount of smoke from the gunfire set some of them off. And then in turn, it was people who were saying they heard the gunfire in the hotel, then they heard the echo of the gunfire outside of the hotel. So there was multiple things that caused them to go up to the floor in that way. But it's just so uncomfortable to imagine you can be anywhere and someone's thinking to do something like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's at the same time, you just try to enjoy life. I try not to think about those things. And I do try to be strategic and kind of be in a corner, or I want to be able to watch my surroundings. But
right,
yeah, I think with that with this particular case, I do agree with Mike in terms of, I think on top of the hurricanes and the North Korea rhetoric and just the last couple of months have been kind of rough, and this is to kick off October. Yeah. It's like, wow. What a way to start the month.
Right.
So I think the only thing I'd be looking for in this case is just, hopefully, I didn't know you can just come in a hotel and, I guess at one point, how many suitcases is too much?
Right.
But how much security is too much? Dude brought in like 10 suitcases.
Yeah.
So he had a load of suitcases. Mm-hmm. But again, he's wealthy.
Yep.
So anything excuse if you're wealthy, things are excused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had the probably platinum class membership,
probably had a $100 bill.
And he was gambling for days. Yeah. Days. Like $10,000 a pop, and he was just gambling like a motherfucker and drinking and doing his thing. But we don't know what the hell. We don't know. We just don't know. And that's the craziest part. But again, a rich millionaire who went on a shooting spree, and they said he purchased more guns and stuff while he was in Vegas. And he did everything legally. All his weapons were legal. The stock that he brought, all of that was legal. Everything that he did was legal.
Yeah.
But
yes,
I mean,
I feel like everything we're talking about is just has no easy. Fake news doesn't have an easy resolution. The military probably has to get involved in Puerto Rico and help rebuild. That I think that's a military operation at this point.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All of these stories are just are rough and big and hard to grasp. Yeah.
All within 1 year. And, the military is still out on the West Coast. I know I mentioned it last time, but the fires haven't stopped.
Someone in California?
In California, Nevada, I think it's Utah. It's in like 5 states over there.
The West Coast is still on fire?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I feel like that's a yearly thing, but a yearly
thing. No, it's out of control more this year because it wasn't in Washington and Oregon before. But it's in those surrounding states again because it's so dry out there.
Okay. I didn't know it was that north. I thought it was more in the south, like more in the desert area, like the Arizonas. And
So there's just so much going on. And again, it's not even a year this guy's been in, and we have to go through all of this. This is just the most stressful thing. And to your point, Chaz, I kind of agree with you. So that's why I try to keep busy with a lot of things that I do. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of hard to say, don't look. And again, we're in the electronic age that, you know, I get alerts for shit. But I may glance at it and go, oh my God, here's another one. But I won't read it thoroughly because I just don't want to do that.
Here's a silver lining. You know, there's a couple of political events I'm going to over the next couple of weeks. Again, I've been talking about the Atlanta mayoral race.
Yep.
Early voting is going to start happening for that, and then regular voting. Mm-hmm. So what I'm trying to do is in turn with all of these things happening is say, you know what, this is crazy. So let's start on the local level and let me try to influence some leadership that I want to elect, and then hopefully that can influence the next layer of elected officials and so on and so on.
So
it's kind of taking, you know, everything that's going on and saying, you know what, I don't want to deal with this. This is crazy. I think we need different people in office.
No, we do. We need different voices. And another silver lining also is the marijuana ordinance passes in downtown Atlanta that you only pay $75 for carrying a certain amount of weed. So if you just want to smoke weed out in public and just pay $75 for a fee, you're good to go.
Oh, so there's no like nothing on your record?
Yeah, so it's a fine as opposed to jail time and all of that. So they passed that marijuana ordinance. I put it on IG so everybody can see that.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, you know, I met Dr. Hodge, which is he's a physician, cannabis doctor. And he just got me all into it because it's not just the THC side, but it's the CBD that does a lot of good medically for people. So I think I'm on that crusade right there of, you know, pain medication and getting away from anti-inflammatories. And he was just so brilliant, he actually put me on it. So now I'm all for it, you know.
That's interesting.
And Mike, what I'm reading is it was up to $1,000 to a maximum of $75. So basically the officers are just like, whatever. It's not that big a deal.
So why bother, bro, to just say, okay, I'm going to take you in so you can have $75 fine. They'd be like, look, man, if you're going to smoke weed, get out of the street.
All right, bro. Peace.
It's like like you have an open container. It's like, you know, you can't drink in public.
Oh, all right, bro. It's not liquor.
Yeah.
It ain't. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's getting around to that point. Y'all can smoke in D.C. It's recreational in D.C., ain't it?
Well, that's D.C. I mean, I'm in Virginia. That's the problem. Yeah. But yeah, not. Well,
Let's cross the border, yo.
I gotta be in the city to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
No, but yeah, they could do that in D.C. I think Maryland too is working on passing a law too. Not Virginia. That's not happening anytime soon.
No, that ain't happening anytime soon. You know, you're getting down in the Confederacy. Yeah, yeah. So.
The Commonwealth.
Yeah,
the Commonwealth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Commonwealth. Yeah. Get it right. That's right. The Commonwealth. Yep. So, good conversation, guys. I think we got everything in. Really good. Sadly, I know there's going to be a couple of more shits coming up, man. It's just so sad. But I know it's coming, man.
I mean, at this point, we got to do like sports style. You know how they do on the little shows, predictions. So, who's going to win? Like, here's my prediction for the next podcast.
Okay.
You know, I think North Kim Jong-un and Trump, I think they've been having a lot of rhetoric, but you know, I gotta go with diplomacy. I think they're gonna go with I think they're gonna win the next one.
I got a good one. All right, NBA is about to start, right? So, all right, so the NBA, obviously we have the LeBron Jameses of the world and Steph Currys and everything. They're gonna start protesting on a bigger stage. It's gonna get louder. They're gonna get all over the news, and then Trump's gonna respond, and then it's about to get racist as shit when they start. you thought the NFL was crazy. I think it's gonna get on another level. Give it a couple weeks, whatever it is. By the time you hit this podcast or whatever, if you're talking about the most diverse league, like the NBA is it, and it's international too, so they're gonna hear it everywhere. So I think it's gonna turn up a little bit when these celebrities on the NBA stage start saying something.
So remember, Dwayne Wade is on. Yeah. The Cleveland Cavaliers. So,
yep.
And
then the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Cavs. What's his name? Dan Gilbert, the owner. Apparently, he's just now realizing what racism is. I don't know if you heard that. he's woke now or whatever.
Yes. That was. Yeah, he's woke. Yep.
Yeah. So we'll see.
He's going to poetry readings, and
yeah, he's feeling the heat now.
And he brought a bomb. Yeah.
You're right. Right. He has a dashiki.
If they still got him. So my prediction is somebody's gonna quit the administration within the next two weeks.
That's too easy. Okay, wait. Cabinet level?
Both. A cabinet and a low
Tillerson.
Level. I'm not gonna name a name. Because remember, Mnuchin is he's still kind of out there too, and Kim Jong Il will shoot another fucking missile, but ain't a damn thing gonna.
Well, yeah.
I have another prediction.
Go ahead.
Obama's gonna be vocal.
That's already
now happening. The Democratic Party is trying to purposely move on. Yeah. Right. Obama's gonna make at least one statement over the next month.
Because he's already making a statement and he's bringing the politicians together in Chicago to have a conference on something. I didn't read the whole thing. I was glancing through a whole lot of news today. But he's already doing something. He's getting vocal on more and more things.
He's okay. When I say vocal, meaning not attacking Trump, right? That's like that's what he's doing now. Yeah, not attacking Trump, but just speaking generally. But now I think he's gonna go after Trump a little bit.
Really?
I think between now and the next podcast, that's my prediction. Okay. I just feel like so much stuff. There's so much stuff like in between. You know, Puerto Rico, like the president of the United States threw paper towels at people.
Yeah. He didn't hand it out.
If you're Obama, said, he's been to that last.
I don't know. You know. Obama's too calculated. It almost feels too soon. Like, it doesn't feel like the right time yet. Like, he'll do it, but I don't know about now, you know?
Yeah. So he's moving around. He's making moves to put himself in the position, because he's been hanging out with the Bushes. He's been hanging out with Clinton. They've been seen together. So if he actually leads that group with them as a support, he'll say, this is what the presidents, plural, are saying, as opposed to what he's doing alone. So I don't know if you're going to be right, but I'm leaning on the side of what he's saying. Think he's a little more polished to say, I'm not going to go head on at you. I'm going to talk about your policies.
Yeah.
And I'm going to deal with your policies, and I'm going to have my surrogates talk about you, but I won't be direct.
Meaning, surrogates. I don't see any heavy hitters in the Democratic Party though. Bernie is like, You know what I'm saying? Like, Bernie gonna go after him, but you know, to me, Obama is both good and bad in the fact that he's to me the best person to go after Trump, but at the same time, people, for whatever reason, have their bias. So anything with Obama's name on it is, you know, like, you hate Chevy, you know, like, but you like GMC, like, right. Both General Motors, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, Cadillac, it's all General Motors. So it's, for whatever reason, if it just has Obama's name on it, people will automatically dismiss it. So on one hand, I don't know who else has the political capital or the positioning to hit Trump and, you know, people, you know, unless military leaders go after him. But that's highly unlikely. Highly. Then again, you know what? I throw the prediction out there.
You're throwing a lot of them out. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, the Air Force guy literally took the same situation and did it way different than Trump. You have the military guy in Puerto Rico basically saying, you know, this is crazy. There's a lot of work to be done. Versus Trump saying, I give myself an A+.
We're doing a great job.
Everyone's doing great. You know,
Everything has been great from the beginning. Like, shut the fuck up. You know, really.
Right. So I do feel like we're seeing this trend of, at a certain point, leaders will just start to say, listen to me, and they'll just dismiss, you know, the Oval Office.
I think it's a lot of low-key shit like that going on anyway. But publicly,
it's gonna escalate until it becomes the political risk is minimal.
But then you have to ask, what ends up being the presidency? Like, is he just a dormant president? You know,
nothing. diminished. It's nothing.
No, I mean, I have to hope that if it becomes obvious where he actually is a moron. And even the followers now that later on realize that he is a moron, eventually everyone's going to internally is going to be like, who the fuck is this idiot, you know, shooting paper towels to people that need his help, you know? But, I mean, over time, I can see it coming to, you know, maybe leadership with the Republicans are like, all right, look, we need to do something about this. And then they just take over power. I'm not going as far as impeachment.
But I think it's spineless.
No, then it's just, we're talking about the whole 2018, the whole voting thing changes, and then maybe they get replaced. But I know what you mean. You can't predict Republicans. They're just robots that just follow behind, and they're minions. They just do what they say. So.
See, I think that's a problem. I think with the left, you have to be more forceful. If the right can get away with just talking shit, and then it's coming to fruition, why not do it on the other side? Just be like, nah, you're like, getting impeached. Just keep saying it Waters, until it becomes Maxine reality. Waters,
she's going out there. She's talking a lot. She's on the older end, so I don't think she's like a presidential candidate. But,
she's a supporting factor.
Yeah. Right, but she's just... You keep floating the idea, right?
But she's no different than she's like a Bernie Sanders, except she's not going all the way out and running for president. It's one of those deals where you probably need someone younger, probably a little bit more attractive, like a Kamala Harris, you know, that actually is an Obama supporter, and she's from Cali, actually has a legal background, and she's in the Senate, I think. That's a good candidate, you know, has been seen as a possible next Obama. I don't think a Cory Booker is one. That's just me. I just don't see it, even though everyone keeps saying that. I can see an Eric Holder, because him and Obama are boys. I can see that possibly coming in. No,
I think Holder will be more senatorial than probably presidential.
I don't know. You need somebody to just switch it up some. But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Just thinking outside the box right now. I don't know. Somebody, you know, just like, I didn't see that coming, you know.
Whoa. Gonna switch it up? Like.
I'm going to switch it up.
Like, it felt like you're talking about, like, Diddy in the 90s. Like, just take a sample and just, like, this is hot.
Yeah. That's how it works. That's how Trump came in. You were like, I didn't see that coming. And then all of a sudden, you got the racist chanting, you know, let's get it.
I will say the silver lining for Trump being in is he did open the door for a lot of people who thought, well, there's no way I can do it. He's kind of like the poster child of, if he can do it, so can I. So we're not, it's not super crazy to say
Will Smith,
you know, Sean Combs for some office or, you know, whatever, all these people, Mark Cuban.
Kanye West.
Running. Yeah, Kanye West.
Could you imagine him being up on stage? Yeah.
I can, though. That's the weird part. I can.
Yeah.
We're going to laugh at him, but I can see it.
But we laugh at Trump.
You know his speech is going to be crazy.
That's true.
What I'm saying. So if Kanye gives us a fire album,
you'll take
you
it,
know.
Right?
Watch him be Republican, too. That's the...
You know what? That would be great. That would be great, though. He might mess around and win.
Yeah.
Is it just on some strategy? He just goes to the same Trump message. Don't
put that we out. Talking nonsense.
Don't put that out there.
I mean.
Anywho. Anyway. So you got your predictions out. I'll look at the last end before we have our new one, and I'm going to give it right back to you. So. We got them there.
Okay.
So, well, I appreciate it, guys. Great stuff. Thanks for tuning in to Rethink Politics Repo, where we discuss what's going on in politics here and now, around and beyond. Thanks, fellas.
Yep.
Peace.